Lecture topic, reciprocating the favors of others.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in wa ba'd. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المدثر قم فأنذر وربك فكبر وثيابك فطهر والرجز فاهجر ولا تمنن تستكثر ولربك فاصبر وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم من لم يشكر القليل لم يشكر الكثير ومن لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام honorable scholars respected brothers elders mothers and sisters I thought it appropriate to commence with the couplets of none other than the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from his daughters his most beloved daughter and Fatima radiyallahu anha and at a moment that's most critical in the annals of human history and that is the sad death of the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam she said to the congregation of those who were privileged to lower him in his abode madha ala man shamma turmata ahmad alla yashum madha az-zaman ghawaliya madha ala man shamma turbata ahmad alla yashum madha az-zaman ghawaliya subbat alayya masaibu لو انها سبت على الايام عدنا لياليا he who was fortunate to smell the fragrant soil of my father's qabr by allah he is independent of all forms of itr til he dies ماذا على من شم تربه احمد the giant abu hanifa said ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بشر ليس كالبشر الياقوت حجر ليس كالحجر The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a human but he wasn't the common human The emerald and the ruby is also a stone it's not the common stone The emerald and the ruby is also a stone it's not the common stone Allama Munawi rahmatullah alayhi a scholar who passed away in 1004 Hijri He writes in his kitab on the shamail of Nabi alayhi salam He says amongst the specialities of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in addition to the fact that the sunnah has preserved his entire appearance sahaba have encapsulated it recorded it to the extent that they tell us there was a blessed vein on his blessed forehead that used to protrude at the time of anger and it used to signal danger to sahaba the vein that would protrude at which emotion This also has been captured kana kaffuhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alyanu min harir his blessed palm was more soft more gentle more passive than that of silk he says one of the specialities of nabi alayhi salam is allah has referred and mentioned all his organs and limbs in the quran what has he said allah has mentioned all the organs of nabi alayhi salam in the quran And then he goes into detail, I'll just touch on few. So one is the seerah, the shamail has captured it. But then he unpacks how the Quran has spoken of every limb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anticipated revelation, he glanced to the heavens. And Allah said, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا Oh Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam we see your repeated glance to the heavens with your blessed face now you have it what you want and we'll turn you to the qibla you desire my mother Aisha radhiyallahu anha said ma ara rabbak illa yusari'u fi hawaka ma ara rabbaka illa yusari'u fi hawaka my habib I see your Allah is very passionate to promptly respond to your sentiments Oh, how can I translate this? My Habib, I see you barely do a gesture and there comes Quran. So Allama Munawi says, while it highlights his aspiration, subtly Allah speaks of his blessed face. Wajhun got mentioned in the Quran. Then Allah went with eyes. وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ Oh, my Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't stretch an envious eye to the glitter of the world. So his blessed eyes got mentioned in the Quran. Then Mawlana alluded to the verse, Allah spoke of his eyes and Allah spoke of his gaze. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى. If you see what Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatul Alayhi has written in Mushkilatul Quran under this ayah, it's mind-boggling how his gaze was fixed. So Allah spoke of his blessed eye, then Allah spoke of his blessed gaze, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about his tongue. فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran has been simplified in your language and on your blessed tongue. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of his blessed neck. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't stretch your hands to your neck, a sign of maizin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about his blessed heart and chest. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ. Allah revealed the Quran on your blessed chest. Then Allah didn't suffice on that. Allah went with the bosom of Nabi alayhi salam. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Did I not open your bosom? Then Allah said, Alladhi anqadha dhahrak. His blessed back, Allah gave it cover in the Quran. I removed the burden that harmed your back. Then Allah said, I watch you when you stand. Innahu yaraka hina taqoom. Then Allah said, I watch you when you go down in sajda. وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ. Then Allah said, I am watching you at every moment. وَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. Oh my Habib, you are before my gaze at every moment. Oh my Habib, you are before my gaze at every moment. Just as the eyes of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are blessed, by Allah, no less are the eyes of Sahaba who seen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just as blessed are the hands of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by Allah, no less are the blessed hands of Abu Bakr. And no less are the hands of Asma bint Abi Bakr, who made the, so to say, pot course for the journey of Hijrat. And when there was no vessel, Dhatun Nitaqain, she split her apron in half and she said, my Nabi wears it wrapped in a foil. Imagine the hands of Asma who prepared the meal that my Nabi had in Hijrat. Abu Naim makes mention of a narration in Hilya on the strength of Jubair ibn Nufair. He says, we were sitting with a great Sahabi, Miqdad ibn Aswad radiyallahu anhu. And just then a person passed by. And he said, Tuba lihatayn al-aynayn. اللتين رأتا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والله لوددنا أن رأينا ما رأيت وشهدنا ما شهدت. We sat in, I mean, imagine Sahaba, Miqdad ibn Aswad, a man like him, and around him were many tabi'een. And just then a person passed by, he said, Miqdad, if you allow me, can I stare at your eyes? It had the privilege of repeated glances at the Nabi. Miqdad, would you allow me the moment, my brother? I just want to look at your eyes. طُوبَى لِهَاتَيْنِ الْعَيْنَيْنِ. How do I translate this? طُوبَى لِهَاتَيْنِ الْعَيْنَيْنِ اللَّتَيْنِ رَأَتَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ لَوَدِدْنَا أَنَّا رَأَيْنَا مَا رَأَيْتْ وَشَهِدْنَا مَا شَهِدْ. I wish I seen once what you saw every day. I wish I seen once what you saw every day. And he went on just paying tribute. And Jubair ibn Nufair says, my father says, we were sitting, and my father looked at him as this man was paying tribute. But he says, I didn't see Miqdad ibn Aswad getting excited by the praise of this man. And let me seize the opportunity and digress here and draw your attention to a very key point. Sahaba were not a group of individuals who got flattered and conceited by the praises of people. This were not Sahaba. Yesterday I was reading in the Musnad Ahmad of Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi's Musnad, on the ahwal of Ala ibn Ziyad rahmatullah alayhi. One day someone seen him in the Fajr Salah. He said, Ala, wait there, I need to talk to you urgently. Ra'aytuka ka'annaka fil jannah. Last night, my brother, I had an amazing dream. I seen you were walking in Jannah. Now, if somebody comes and tells us, what we'll say, you know, you're not the first person that told me that. You're not the first person. Make dua Allah accept. That's what I'll say. What did Ala ibn Ziyad said? مَا وَجَدَ الشَّيْطَانُ أَحَدًا إِلَّا أَنْتَ وَأَنَا يَسْخَرُ بِهِ. Did the devil find nobody today besides you to deceive and me to accept your deception? ما وجد الشيطان احدا يسخر به غيري وغيرك. The other day my scholar told me, may Allah reward him, he said, Maulana, I have included a new dua in my prayers. I said, what is it? Oh Allah, free me from taking effect from the praises of the creation. When people praise us wrongly, or when people accuse us, then we say, I would like to just butt in, but I want to set the record correctly. How about when they're praising us wrongly, we also need to set the record correctly. And the Quran says in Surah Jinn, one of the reasons of the arrogance of the jinnat wa, وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنسِ. One of the key reasons of the arrogance of the jinnat were, there was this myth amongst the humans that if you halt in a desert, then you ask protection by the leader of the jinnat and you say, أَعُوذُ بِعَزِيزِ هَذَا الْوَادِ مِنْ شَرِّ سُفَهَائِهِ. I would like to hand myself over to the chief jinnia so that no jinnat interfere. This turning to the jinnat, the Quran says, added to their arrogance and their haughtiness. And they felt that, look here, even the humans are turning to us. We must be someone great. That is why I often say, if people get deceived about me, it's not so dangerous as I believe their perceptions about me. People have that. We will try and tell people as much as we can that is not the correct. إِنَّ الْمَقَادِيرَ إِذَا تَسَاعَدَتْ أَلْحَقَتِ الْعَاجِزَ بِالْقَادِيرِ. The Arabic poet says, when taqdeer becomes favorable, then the feeble become able, the helpless become helpful. And that's exactly what you're saying. Taqdeer has become favorable, the feeble have become able, the helpless have become helpful. وَغَيْرُ تَقِيٍ يَأْمُرُ النَّاسَ بِالتُّقَى طَبِيبٌ يُدَاوِي وَالطَّبِيبُ عَلِيلُ. A man lacking piety advocates piety, similar to a doctor treating a patient, yet he's sick himself. Bazzar makes mention of a narration on the same point. Allah puts a thought in the mind. On the strength of Muhammad ibn Uqayl, Ali radiallahu anhu one day addressed his congregation during his period and his rule. He said, Ya ayyuhan nas, man ashja'un nas? People, I want to ask you a question. Who's the most brave person? Now we know the valor and the strength of Ali radiallahu anhu. So everybody said, Anta ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Without doubt, it's you. Ali radiallahu anhu said, No, you are praising me wrong. It's not me. Open and straight. And then he said, this tribute goes to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Ja'alna li Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arishan. We erected a tent for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we said, who will patrol the tent? Ma dana minna ahad illa Abu Bakr shahiran sayfahu. None could muster the courage to come forward with a naked sword but Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Wa laqad ra'aytu Rasulallah wa akhadathu Quraysh. I once seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gripped and surrounded and apprehended by the Quraysh. None could come forward but Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Akhadha hadha, daraba hadha, yujahidu hadha, yutaltilu hadha. He came single-handed, moved them, and then he said, ataqtuluna rajulan an yaqula rabbi Allah. And then Ali radiallahu anhu went to say, unshidukum billah, I ask you in the name of Allah, a mu'minu ali fir'aun khair am Abi Bakr? Was the man who accepted iman from the people of Pharaoh greater or Abu Bakr? So people kept quiet. Then Ali radiallahu anhu said, lasa'atum min imani Abi Bakr khairun min mil' al-ardi min mu'mini ali fir'aun. Hada dhaka rajulun katama imanahu wa hada rajulun a'lana imanahu. Fill the entire world with believers like that man in the time of Musa cannot be equal to a moment in the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Cannot be equal to a moment. And even my brother, I say to you, part of loving Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is we love his companions. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, I loved Umar so much, لو أحب كلبا لأحببته. If I knew Umar was fond of an animal, I would love that animal. If I knew Umar was fond of an animal, I would love that animal. Umar radiallahu anhu told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, I have a passion. My father Khattab must accept Islam. I know you have a passion, your uncle Abbas. But if your uncle Abbas accepts, I'll be happy because of your happiness. That happiness will be more to me. So anyway, coming back to the point, he said, he's praising, he said, Miqdad ibn Aswad, tuba li hatayn al-aynayn allatayn ra'ata Rasul Allah. Wallahi lawadidna anna ra'ayna ma ra'ayt. I wish I seen what you seen. I wish I enjoyed those great moments and I sat with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, he paid tribute. Miqdad radiallahu anhu said, are you over? He said, yes. Then he said, listen, ma yahmilu ahadakum ala an yatamanna mahdharan ghayyabahu Allahu azza wa jalla anhu. ما يحمل أحدكم على أن يتمنى محضرا غيبه الله عز وجل عنه لا يدري لو شهده كيف كان يكون فيه والله لقد حضر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أقوام كبهم الله عز وجل على مناخرهم في جهنم لم يجيبوه ولم يصدقوه أولا تحمدون الله إذ أخرجكم الله عز وجل لا تعرفون إلا ربكم مصدقين بما جاء به نبيكم وقد كفيتم البلاء بغيركم. He said, I don't know what makes you people desire an error from which Allah systematically kept you absent. For the record, we were not the only people who seen this Nabi. Millions seen him, thousands seen him, nations seen him. We were the only ones who embraced him. What guarantee do you have if you were with us in Badr? You were with us against the enemy and you were not fighting against us. Wallahi laqad hadhara Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aqwam, nations seen him. Lam yujibuhu wa lam yusaddiquhu. They didn't accept his message. Kabbahumullahu azza wa jalla ala manakhirihim fi jahannam. Allah threw them headlong in hell. Awala tahmadun Allah. Won't you thank Allah? إِذْ أَخْرَجَكُمُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Allah took you out of the belly of your mother. لَا تَعْرِفُونَ إِلَّا رَبَّكُمْ. From birth you knew Allah was your Lord and Muhammad was your Nabi. وَقَدْ كُفِيتُمُ الْبَلَاءَ بِغَيْرِكُمْ. We persevered. Miqdad ibn Aswad is saying, you came in the tail end only to harvest the fruits. وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ بُعِثَ النَّبِيُّ عَلَىٰ أَشَدِّ حَالٍ بُعِثَ عَلَيْهِ نَبِيٌّ مِّنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. The Prophet ﷺ was sent in an era more daunting than all other anbiya. فِي فَتْرَةٍ وَجَاهِلِيَّةٍ. When the succession of prophets had been long paused. Jahiliyyah, people were steeped in ignorance. مَا يَرَوْنَ دِينًا أَفْضَلُ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْأَوْثَانِ. They considered no faith more noble than the worship of idols. فَجَاءَ بِفُرْقَانِ. He came with the criterion. فَرَّقَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. Separated between truth and falsehood. وَفَرَّقَ بَيْنَ الْوَالِدْ وَوَلَدِهِ. We didn't have to choose between job and no job. We had to choose between blood and relatives. And then he went on to say, be grateful to Allah. You turn to an extended family, all of whom were believers. None of us could allow our eyes to sigh with relief. Because every one of us had a non-Muslim family member. فَلَا تَقِرُّ عَيْنُهُ لِأَنَّهُ يَرَى حَمِيمَهُ فِي النَّارِ. We had to live and contend with this. Honestly, my brother, as much as I chant the slogans, and you chant the slogans of claiming love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it's an insult to even entertain that thought. We all have spoken and read the tale of Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu. From the angle of honesty, from the dimension of repentance. But today I want you to look at this tale of Ka'b bin Malik from the dimension of a true lover of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I read this in the writings of one of our scholars. Let's look at the life of Ka'b bin Malik from the eye of a true lover of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm only going to draw and highlight the points that elucidates the theory. And I don't want to go into the extended details of the incident. It's the occasion of Tabuk. Generally, the norm is لم يكن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يريد غزوة إلا ورّى بغيرها. Whenever he صلى الله عليه وسلم would embark on a journey, mobilize his forces, he would be vague in his approach. There would be ambiguity in his directives. He'll ask about the east if he's going in the west, so that if there's any spies and they want to intercept information, they don't have their finger on the pulse. But when it came to Tabuk, he was explicit. He was loud. He was clear. He was emphatic. And he exhorted the Sahaba and they prepared. Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu said, I said I'll get ready. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يَتَمَادَ بِالْجِدُّ. This way, that way, this way, that day. They left and they were gone. Nabi alayhi salam didn't say anything about me till they got to Tabuk. When they got to Tabuk, he said, مَا فَعَلَ كَعْبُ بْنُ مَالِكِ. Is Ka'b here? So someone said, حَبَسَهُ بُرْدَاهُ وَالنَّظْرُ فِي عِتْفَيْهِ. The man is gripped in his pride for good clothes. So Mu'adh ibn Jabal said, بِئْسَ مَا قُلْتْ. That statements are not welcome. That's distasteful. That's distasteful. Please keep clean of this. Nabi alayhi salam made no remark. Soon they returned. The munafiqeen came with their excuses. They were 80 odd in number and they lined up. And قَبِلَ عَلَى نِيَّتَهُمْ. Externally, the case was accepted and the internal condition was handed over to Allah. Allah says, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ أَلَّنْ يُخْرِجَ اللَّهُ أَضْغَانَهُمْ وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَأَرَيْنَاكَهُمْ فَلَعَرَفْتَهُم بِسِيمَاهُمْ. Oh, Muhammad says, do these munafiq things that we won't expose them? Uthman radiallahu anhu used to say, a liar, an imposter, a fake person, Allah exposes him by the slip of his tongue. He gets exposed. He slips by his tongue and in that, his entire tail gets exposed. Anyway, Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu said, I also came. Now here is a man, when I say lover of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and please follow my pattern of thoughts here. A man who's got a clean slate, a clean record, a devout companion, a noble person. He's got one demerit for now. One demerit. In a period of so many years. And what is the demerit? That he had not participated in the occasion of Tabuk with no justified explanation and reason. He said, I also came and I sat down before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said, لو جلست عند أحد من أهل الدنيا. O Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was anyone besides you, I would have confidently wiggled my way out of the crisis. لقد أعطيت جدلاً. Allah has given me amazing strength in arguing and convincing and impressing my opponent. So I could have done it with any person, but I know revelation would expose me. I am guilty, I concede guilt and I apologize. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أَمَّا هَذَا فَقَدْ صَدَقْ. The man has spoken the truth, leave him. Anyway, he excuses himself. He said, just then some of my colleagues from Banu Salma came to me. And they said, no man, I don't think that was the right. There is a stratagem, there is a way we can work around it. مَا عَلِمْنَاكَ أَذْنَبْتَ ذَنْبًا قَبْلَ هَذَا. You haven't defaulted with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at any time in your life. You've been loyal, you've been faithful, you participated in the campaigns. I'm sure we can get on the top of the situation and we can put in a pretext and an excuse. I said, no, I think I stand by where I am. They started imposing upon me. For a moment I thought, أُكَذِّبُ نَفْسِي. Must I go and change the tale and belie? And then I did a bit of homework and I seen there were two other colleagues, Hilal ibn Umayyah and Murara ibn Rabi' radiallahu anhuma. And here came the penalty of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَنَهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ سَعْسَمْ عَنْ كَلَامِنَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, right, impose a social boycott, we don't want to speak to them. You want to test your son how loyal he is? You want to test your student how loyal he is? Today he will forsake you on a facial expression. Ka'b bin Malik is under a collective social boycott. His heart only increases in his love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, أَمَّا صَاحِبَايَ قَعَدَا فِي بُيُوتِهِمَا يَبْكِيَانَ. My other colleagues, their old age was a plus factor. They couldn't go much outside, so seclusion gave them time to reflect. I was too young, so I couldn't sit at home. So every time I go out, it haunts me how society alienates me. وَكُنْتُ أَشَبَّ الْقَوْمُ وَأَجْلَدَهُمْ. Young man, active, you know, vibrant, mobile, so I couldn't sit at home. Now when I walk out, تَنَكَّرَتْ لِي الْأَرْضُ. فَمَا هِيَ الْأَرْضُ الَّتِي أَعْرِفُهَا. I walk in the very Medina that I know, nobody looks at me. I look at a brother, I say, Assalamu alaikum, he gives me a cold shoulder. I would have thought, do I need this from my Nabi? What did Miqdad ibn Aswad say? Allah knows in which era he created you. Allah knows where he created us, my brother. It was only the Sahaba that could stand up. That is why somebody asked, Abu Jihad was a great Sahabi. His son one day asked him, Ya Abata, Ra'aytum Rasulallah. Dad, you seen Nabi alayhi salam? He said, yes. He said, Wallahi law ra'aytuhu lafa'altu wa lafa'altu. Dad, if I had to seen him, oh, I would have hugged him, loved him, and cherished him, and honored him. He said, my son, ittaqillaha ya bunayya wa saddid. My son, retract your statements, hold your words. If you had to be with us on Khandaq, nobody could muster the courage to accept the challenge of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody could. He said, I started walking in the streets of Medina, فَأُسَلِّمُ عَلَى النَّاسِ. I'll greet, nobody greets me. Then I would come to the masjid, I'll sit there, and I'll say, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. I'll say nothing. Then I'll turn my face and I'll say, هَلْ حَرَّكَ شَفَتَيْهِ بِرَدِّ السَّلَامِ. Did my Nabi move his lips even to say, Wa alaykum salam to me? I'm worried about this, yeah. What happens if I die in this state? He said, حتى إذا طال علي من ذلك. It became too unbearable for me. I couldn't bear this. I'm alienated. I'm alone. I'm depressed. I'm caught up. تصورت جدار أبي قتادة. I scaled the wall of the orchard of my cousin Abu Qatada. وهو ابن عمي, he's my cousin. وأحب الناس إليه, and I love him, and we go back a long way. I came to him and I fell on him. I said, Abu Qatada, هل تعلمني أني أحب الله ورسوله? Abu Qatada, I want to talk to you. Nobody wants to listen to you. Can I reaffirm to you? I promise you I love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't look at me. I said, ناشدتك بالله. I take Allah's qasam. I am genuine. I love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't answer me. Once upon a time, there was a price when you said, I love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ناشدتك بالله. Again, I said, هل تعلم أني أحب الله ورسوله? I just want you to confirm my sentiments. I love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abu Qatada said, listen, I don't want to get into the nitty gritty. Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and his Nabi knows best who loves him. Fafazat aynaya. He said, I felt so broken that day. Allah, there isn't a man to listen to me. I cried and I fell down. And to add salt to injury. I mean, we're in the teaching field and you see today you discipline one student and you see what happens. The giant al-Shafi'i said, اصبر على مر الجفا من معلم فإن رسوب العلم في نفراته ومن لم يذق مر التعلم ساعة تجرع ذل الجهل طول حياته. Kaab was been molded by my Nabi. Kaab was been fashioned by my Nabi. Imam Shafi said, bear the bitter molding of your seniors and your decisions will be flavored with wisdom and knowledge. And if you run away on the bitter molding, your decisions will be flawed with ignorance and arrogance. اصبر على مر الجفا. Make sabr at his feet, then you'll see your decisions will be flavored. And if you have an attitude with him, then everything of yours will be flawed. Kaab was in the molding process of my Nabi. He says, أسوق بينما أمشي في سوق. I come out of there crying, shattered. I wish the earth can swallow. I am walking. إذا نبطي من أنباط أهل الشام. There comes a farmer from Syria. من يدل على كعب بن مالك. من يدل. This part hit me the most. This part put the element of test of love to the highest. You know, they say you must test your sugar, but not in the day. It's not an accurate reading on a hungry stomach. This is an accurate test, my brother. What is it? Listen to me. Who will tell us where's Kaab bin Malik? فَجَعَلَ النَّاسُ يُشِيرُونَ لَهُ إِلَيَّ. People say, the brother crying there, walking there, that's him. So he comes to me. فَدَفَعَ إِلَيَّ كِتَابًا مِّن مَلِكِ غَسَّان. Says, I have a letter for you, my brother. You talk of exploiting the volatility. You talk of exploiting the volatility, infiltrating the delicate nerve. Listen, we've been heard. وَكُنْتُ كَاتِبًا. I was literate. Kaab bin Malik said, so I opened the letter. أَمَّا بَعْدُ فَإِنَّا سَمِعْنَا أَنَّ صَاحِبَكَ قَدْ جَفَاكَ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يَجْعَلْكَ بِدَارِ هَوَانٍ فَالْحَقْ بِنَا نُوَاسِيكَ فَالْحَقْ بِنَا نُوَاسِيكَ. Listen, we've responded to your desperation. Sorry to hear that your prophet has so blatantly disappointed you. Sorry to hear that your prophet has launched you and ditched you. You don't need this disgrace in your life. I ask you, my brother, you had an argument. Let me change strides for a moment. There's a turbulent relation at home, and then you go home, and here is a woman with charm. Brother Muhammad, you're looking so sad, man. You're looking so depressed. Could you resist the seductive nature of that woman when you're coming from a turbulent marital relation? You can't resist it even when the relation is good at home. Leave alone anything else. The relation of Kaab with his Nabi is not in order for the moment. Evil elements are jumping on. Take him. You don't need this in your life. I looked at Allah and I cried. I said, وَهَذِهِ أَيْذًا مِنَ الْبَلَىٰ. Oh my Lord, it looks like my test has been intensified. My Allah, is this getting more? فَتَيَمَّمْتُ أَتَّنُّورِ فَسَجَرْتُهَا. He said, just there was a fire. I immediately mastered the courage and dropped it. I ask you, my brother, you walk out and there's turbulence and then you got a charming SMS. Can you delete it immediately? You play with that phone. It's there, but I won't look at it, but talk, my brother. He said, there was a fire in front of me. This afternoon I was reading the commentary of Qastalani. He said, وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى شِدَّةِ إِيمَانِهِ وَمَحَبَّتِهِ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ. Qastalani, the commentator of Bukhari, says, for me, this spells volumes on how much Ka'b loved his Nabi. At a point when his Nabi was most angry and the world extended a hand of support, he said, I'm better off with an angry Nabi than a happy kafir. My brother, you're better off with an angry, loyal spouse than a smiling mistress. What they say? Tension is when the wife is pregnant. Or stress is when the wife is pregnant. Tension when the mistress is pregnant. And panic is when both are pregnant. فَالْحَقْ بِنَا نُوَاسِي. Come on board. He said, oh my Allah. Now look at the test. He said, I dropped the letter. I said, I don't need this. And here comes a man running. And he said, Ka'b, the Nabi of Allah has extended the conditions of the boycott. Oh. At that critical moment, the test is going to its optimum. I would have said, oh, I just got a note of support, man. The Nabi of Allah said, keep clean from your wife. Keep clean from your wife. Inna Rasulallah ya'muruka an ta'tazil imra'atak. Keep clean from your wife. I said, did he say I must divorce her? I said, no, he just said keep clean. I don't want to go into the details. Hatta kamula lana khamsuna layla. 50 days, my Nabi. Another point I read, the ulama have written, when this man extended a letter of support and loyalty, Nabi alayhi salam was informed of this. He didn't feel the need, we need to mellow in our approach to save him quickly and bring him on board. The plan of the Nabi of Allah, the social boycott is on track. Ka'b bin Malik, there is a price if you love my your Nabi. I heard that people are extending support, call him quickly. Tell him, okay, we have now halted the boycott. There's an abrupt termination, change of plan, bring him home and feed him. No, he is hurt, but he has not changed his plan. My brother, with which mouth do I say I love my Nabi? How do I talk? I don't even know. You read our scholars, they couldn't come close to Roza-e Mubarak. They didn't know where to stand. How do you look at him? Amr ibn As said, I sat in his company every day. وَلَوْ سُئِلْتُ أَنْ أَنْعَتَهُ مَا أَتَقْتُ لِأَنِّي لَمْ أَكُنْ أُتِيقُ أَنْ أَمْلَأَ عَيْنَيَّ إِجْلَالًا لَهُ. I sat in the company, I was there every day. But if somebody said, describe Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I would say, sorry, I sat there, but I didn't have the courage to lift my eyes. And then I read that Fajr Salah and I was depressed. فَسَمِعْتُ صَوْتَ صَارِخ. Here comes the glad tidings. أَوْفَ عَلَى السَّلَعْ. If you go outside Medina, you'll see the mountain people will show to you. He ascends the mountain and he says, أَبْشِرْ يَا كَعْب. Glad tidings, كَعْب. فَخَرَرْتُ سَاجِدَ. I fell down in sajda. I came running to my Nabi. No ill feeling. The ulama say, I read in this kitab, our scholars write, that in that period, Ka'b radiallahu anhu was more worried that Nabi Sassam is looking at him than he looking at the Nabi of Allah. That meant more to him. Is my Nabi looking? He says, Kuntu usalli. I used to perform salah close to him. Wa usariqu an-nadhra. And then in salah, I used to steal a glance. If I see he gave me a glance with his corner eye also, I was happy. I'm saying, my brother, when you're walking into a club, when you're walking into a casino, have you ever entertained what you do into the heart of your Nabi? 15 nights lapse, and then here came the glad tidings, خَرَرْتُ سَاجِدَ. I fell down. I came running to my Nabi. I hugged him and I kissed him and I embraced him. He said, أَبْشِرْ يَا كَعْبْ بِخَيْرِ يَوْمٍ مَرَّ عَلَيْكُ مُنْذُ وَلَدَتْكَ أُمُّكُ. Kaab, consider this the greatest day. You're not going to have a greater day in your life. I said, أَمِنْ عِنْدِكْ أَمِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. So this comes from you or comes from the top? Nabi alayhi salam says, it's come direct from Allah himself. It comes direct from Allah himself. There is a hadith where a person was called in the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam and he had consumed alcohol. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam flogged him. Thereafter the sahabi was guilty of this again. So then he came again and he was flogged again. So someone said, Amin, may Allah curse you. What's your matter, man? Nabi alayhi salam said, Innahu yuhibbullaha wa rasulahu. Hang on, my brother. He loves Allah and his Nabi. I don't want to go into the philosophical write-up on this hadith. It's very intricate. Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dahlawi, I read the writing on this hadith. He says, from this we deduce. Now listen to me attentively and grasp it in a holistic way. From this hadith we deduce, it's possible that you truly love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam yet you can commit a wrong. Furthermore, he writes, this doesn't in any way justify my wrong and your wrong. And then he explains and he unpacks this. Who was Sahaba and how did the Prophet of Allah say that he loved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam despite the fact that he did it? The first thing the ulama write, that if a person is guilty of wrong, we say you don't love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we mean you don't have the desired amount. None can refute every believer of the kalima has a degree of love in his heart. A person with 1 rand has money and a person with 1 million rand also has money. Both have money. You know, they were interviewing this millionaire. So they said, what do you attribute your financial standing to? He said, to my wife, of course. He said, wow, that's good and great, man. And prior to marriage, what was your status? I was a billionaire. Anyway, what was the condition? يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. He loves Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he says, why? When we say we don't love Allah and His Nabi but doing wrong, it means we don't have the desired amount of love. So by implication, are we insinuating that this Sahabi didn't have the desired amount? No, never. So then how did he commit the wrong? And then the ulama write. They write so beautifully that Sahaba were those whose whole life was Allah and His Nabi. Whose whole life was Allah and His Nabi. And occasionally at humans, they were victims of circumstances. But that prompted them to such a tawbah that they came closer to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam after their tawbah. So Maiz Aslami committed the wrong and he's coming and he says, Tahirni ya Rasulullah. Oh, Nabi of Allah, I need to come out of this. This is yuhibbullah wa rasulahu. He's done the wrong, but he's restless. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, Maiz, you couldn't have made zina. Go from here. He says, I promise you, I've made zina. He is conceding, the Nabi of Allah is refuting. On the reverse is us. Sahaba were those whose life epitomized and was an embodiment of perpetual love. Occasionally they slipped. Our life perpetually is blatantly against the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Occasionally we read durood and then we want to say we also yuhibbullah wa rasulahu. We love in Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to single out one aspect. Last week we spoke, alhamdulillah, in Durban. We had a seerah program and we spoke on one particular aspect. And this is what I try to do in all my seerah programs, to drive one message from the noble life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today is no different. I want to deduce one noble trait from his blessed life. And that was for two reasons. One is it's amazing and everything about him is amazing. But in addition to that, there is a vacuum in our community and there is a desperate need. So I thought it opportune to latch on to this, relate to his blessed life, and empower and try to fill the vacuum in our community. And that is how the Prophet ﷺ would acknowledge favors that were done to him and how he would reciprocate favors. That's the first thing. So if somebody gave him something, how he would acknowledge it. The second thing, how he would reciprocate a favor. The third thing, and very important, whenever he had to resolve a conflict, then he analyzed the crime of the victor in the context of all his good. And he never isolated the wrong. So when you need to dispel someone, or you need to fire someone, or you need to dismiss someone, or you're at a point of separation, don't isolate the wrong. Pay tribute to the good in a holistic way, analyze the wrong. The first thing, the ayat al-kareema that I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا تَمْنُن تَسْتَكْثِرْ وَلِرَبِّكَ فَاصْبِرْ وَلَا تَمْنُن تَسْتَكْثِرْ. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't ever favor someone with the hope that the opposite party reciprocates it. You know, a beautiful saying I read in a book, the girl says, I've never been a material girl. My father always taught me, don't ever love anything that cannot love you back. My father always, don't attach. You're attaching yourself to a blackberry, it can't love you back, my brother. That blackberry can't love you back. So what is it? وَلَا تَمْنُن تَسْتَكْثِرْ. Don't ever favor someone with the hope that he reciprocates. And Allah makes reference to this in the 21st juz as well. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُو عِندَ اللَّهِ. That many times we have this custom and this tradition that on an occasion you say, you know what, his daughter is getting married, let's give something. Tomorrow our daughter will get married, inshallah we'll get something better. Allah speaks about this in this ayah. And Mufassirin Mufti Shafizab rahmatullah alayhi has written, it's such an evil practice, Allah has tainted it by referring to it as a form of usury and interest. Allah has called it interest. You're bargaining, you're negotiating. Allah knows your intention. وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ Read Tafsir Marif al-Quran here. وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ رِبًا لِيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ The more preferred opinion in Marif al-Quran is this norm, this custom you give someone with the hope. So this is the one injunction of the Quran. The flip side of it is the Quran's teachings are for all. The morality commands you and compels you that if you want the receiving end, then reciprocate it. Pay back. The giver shouldn't anticipate it, nor hint it, nor suggest it. But the receiver should have the dignity to take it and acknowledge it. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ embodied. What did he say? مَنْ صَنَعَ إِلَيْكُمْ مَعْرُوفًا فَكَافِئُوهُ Time is against us. I'll run you through a few incidents quickly. Whoever has been kind to you, then acknowledge that person. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا مَا تُكَافِئُوهُ If you cannot give him something tangible, something physical, sometimes you're traveling at an airport, a person has been kind to you, on the spur of the moment you don't have, فَدْعُوا لَهُ حَتَّى تَرَوْا أَنْ قَدْ كَافَأْتُمُ Then shower him with so much dua that you and he feel satisfied by virtue of the dua you've paid him. At its minimum, don't mize with a dua. Rabi'ah ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, لَمَّا اكْتَحَلَتْ عَيْنَايَ بِمَرْأَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ أَحْبَبْتُهُ حُبًّا مَلَكَ عَلَيَّ كُلَّ جَارِحَةٍ مِّن جَوَارِحِي When I looked at the Prophet ﷺ the first time, I was riveted by his beauty, that it consumed my entire existence, that from that day till the day I died, I didn't have room to be impressed with anyone. I didn't have room to be impressed. Anyway, I served the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَقَدْ كَانَ مِنْ أُسْلُوبِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُ مَا صَنَعَ لَهُ أَحَدٌ مَعْرُوفًا إِلَّا أَحَبَّ أَنْ يُجَازِيهِ بِمَا هُوَ أَجَلْ بِمَا هُوَ أَجَلْ Whoever served him, it was he. You never walk away with anything less than dua. And I don't have to tell you when is the dua of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't have to tell you. وَقَدْ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يُجَازِيَنِي عَلَىٰ خِدْمَتِي And one day he called me, he said, Rabia, you've been serving me very nice, my boy. It's now time I want to pay tribute to you. سَلْنِي شَيْئًا أُعْطِهِ لَهُ Tell me, what can I do for you? Rabia was a young boy, I don't want to go into the details. He said, فَرَوَّيْتُ قَلِيلًا ثُمَّ فَكَّرْتُ I said, O Nabi of Allah, can I sleep over the matter and I get back to you? Nabi says, that's fine. You get back whenever you want to and then I'm ready to acknowledge you. He said, I went home, I deliberated over the whole thing. I thought to myself, you know what, one dua and everything will be rescued. My peers are moving economically, financially. If I ask the Prophet of Allah to invoke one dua in my business, I will also become أغدو كالآخرين ذا مال وجاه وولد. But then I had a counter thought and I said, تَبَّنْ لَكَ يَا رَبِيعَةُ إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا زَائِلَةٌ فَانِيَةٌ إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا زَائِلَةٌ فَانِيَةٌ Rabi'a, a dua from Muhammad, don't be foolish to waste it for something material. Rabia, think wise, think wise. My brother, you hold the black stone, you hold the multism, you still run with your dunya dua at that moment. I'm not saying don't ask, but I'm saying is that the be all and the end all? I always say the incident of Salim rahmatullah alayh, who was the grandson of Umar, when Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik met him at the Kaaba, he said, oh, Salim, ask me, what can I do for you? So Salim rahmatullah alayhi said, at the sanctity of the Kaaba, I must ask someone else. Inna alladhi anta tarjuhu min al-bariyya miskin ibn miskini. Inna alladhi anta tarjuhu min al-bariyya miskin ibn miskini. The one you're asking is a destitute, his father is a pauper. Why are you going to him? So he said, okay, sorry, apologies. He said, anyway, as he walked out of the Kaaba, I came back to him. I said, all right, now talk, what can I do for you? So Salim rahmatullah alayhi said, is the reference to material needs or spiritual? Can you be more specific? He said, obviously, it's material, spiritual, I'll be asking you. So Salim rahmatullah alayhi said, I consider this world so trivial that I don't even bring the mention of the world in my du'as to Allah. I don't even bring it in, it's too trivial. I don't even bring it in my du'as. I keep my du'as exclusive on akhirat. That comes my way. Anyway, I came to Nabi alayhi salam, I said, Ya Rasulallah, as'aluka murafaqataka fil jannah. I want to be with you in Jannah. Nabi alayhi salam said, Awa ghayra dhalik, how about something else? He said, no, Nabi Allah, I only want that. He said, okay, then I'm telling Allah that you will walk with me and you make sure you prostrate often and we'll walk together. The point I'm saying is Nabi alayhi salam paid tribute. When the delegation of his sahaba went to Abyssinia and they stayed there. And obviously, Najashi, whose name was Ashama, because Negus was the name of the ruler. But the king per se, under discussion, who has been praised in the opening verses of the seven Juz, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَىٰ أَعْيُنَهُمْ. And whose janazah salah the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led in Medina. Whose janazah salah the Prophet, his name was Ashama. So anyway, he was very hospitable to the Sahaba and he went out of his way. When that delegation from Abyssinia came to Medina, Nabi Sassim stood up and he said, come brothers, come, let me sit you down. What can I get for you? Sahaba said, oh Nabi of Allah, we're going to be insulted. Taraktana kafainak. Taraktana kafainak. Nabi of Allah, please, we'll take care. We'll handle it. He said, innahum kanu li ashabi mukrimeen. They sheltered my Sahaba when the world banished them. For that, I'll stand up personally to acknowledge them. It's the occasion of Badr. The captives of Badr are brought. Nabi alayhi salam looked at them. He said, Lokana Mut'im ibn Adi hay thumma kallamani fi ha'ula. Mut'im ibn Adi, that man passed away. But he has a favor on us, nay, on the extended Arabs. If that man had to be alive today, through the medium of his kindness on the Arab world, and if he had to negotiate the release of these captives, unconditionally, I would release them all. We owe Mut'im ibn Adi big time. One battle, the captives were captured. So then, amongst them was the daughter of Hatim Tai. People said, you know what, your father has a profile. Why don't you take the matter forward? She came forward. She said, O Nabi of Allah, you must have heard of my father, Hatim, who passed away in the era of ignorance, but was a very generous man. And his generosity was all embracing. I'm just wondering if I can ask you through the generosity of my late father, if you could be a bit more lenient to me. Nabi alayhi salam said, your father had the qualities of true believers. Go and with you take your nation. Then he provided, I'm talking of acknowledgement, acknowledging, reciprocating the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once the Aus and the Khazraj had an argument, Aus and Khazraj. You know, before Islam, the rivalry was known. Post-Islam, now it was on the matters of deen. So the Aus said, Minna man ihtazzalahu al-arshu Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. On our side, we got the giant Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. The throne of Allah came into motion on his death. Minna man hamathu al-dabr. Then we got Asim ibn Thabit, who when he passed away, a swarm of bees covered him. Then we got Minna ghasilul malaika, Hanzala. We got Hanzala, who, these are our accolades, these are our credit. We got Hanzala, who was given ghusl by the malaika. Minna man ujizat shahadatuhu bi shahadati rajulain, Khuzaima ibn Thabit al-Ansari. And we have one person no other muhajir or ansari has. And that is the only sahabi in the galaxy of the sahaba who enjoys the privilege that when he testifies, his testimony represents the testimony of two. Why? One day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a transaction with a villager and he said, I'll buy this conveyance from you. The deal was finalized. As they are walking, somebody tempts him with a better deal. And the Quran makes reference to this in the 14 Juz in Surah An-Nahl. Innama yabluukumullahu bih. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثًا تَتَّخِذُونَ أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ أَنْ تَكُونَ أُمَّا هِيَ أَرْبَى مِنْ أُمَّا. Allah said, don't violate your word simply because you are given a better offer on the table. Allah brings a more striking offer after you've concluded the deal to see how loyal you honor your words. Read in the tafsir what's written here. I don't want to go into all that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, but you and we've got an agreement in place. How can you enter into a new agreement? Somebody else gave him a better option. He started negotiating. Just then Khuzaimah radiallahu anhu came. Said, O Nabi of Allah, what's the scuffle? What's the altercation? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the long and short of it is, I told the brother I'm going to purchase this conveyance. In principle, we agreed. Suddenly he abandons this and enters into a new agreement. He said, no, O Nabi of Allah, I stand as your witness. I'm the witness that definitely this agreement is in place. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, as much as I respect your testimony, the truth is you were not present. As much as I respect your testimony, he said, O Nabi of Allah, we don't doubt you in the matters of the heavens. How can we doubt you on these matters? Immediately the Nabi of Allah acknowledged him. He said, from today I've elevated your testimony to two. So the long and short of the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, that whenever anybody gave him anything, he acknowledged it and he reciprocated it. Now let's take it to the next dimension and the next level. And that is cognizant of the good of a person when you have to chastise someone. Unfortunately, we isolate the wrong and we forget about the good. So the incident is, Ibn Ishaq makes mention of the narration. And if we adopt this philosophy and this principle, it will enable us to pronounce a verdict. It will give us strength in our decisions. So, لما أصاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الغنائم يوم حنين. It's the occasion of Hunayn. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم distributes the spoils of the war. وقسم للمتألفين من قريش ما قسم. And he gives the Quraysh a handsome amount. ولم يكن للأنصار منها شيء قليل ولا كثير. And he doesn't give the Ansar anything. It appears as if they've been systematically excluded. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لِلْأَنْصَارِ مِنْهَا شَيْءٌ قَلِيلٌ وَلَا كَثِيرٌ وَجَدَ هَذَا الْحَيُّ مِنَ الْأَنْصَارِ. So the Ansar took offense to this. فَمَشَى سَعْدُ بْنُ مُعَاذْ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh came and he said, O Nabi of Allah, on behalf of my community, I would like to speak something. Nabi Sassam said, speak. What is it? He said, إِنَّ هَذَا الْحَيُّ مِنَ الْأَنْصَارِ قَدْ وَجَدُوا عَلَيْكَ. O Nabi of Allah, the Ansar, they are but offended. فِيمَا, why are they offended? فِيمَا قِسْمِكَ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْغَنَائِمِ. In relation to the manner in which you have distributed the spoils of the war. So Nabi Sassam looked at me and he said, وَأَيْنَ أَنْتَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. And Sa'd, where do you fit into the picture? Again, Sahaba. No, Nabi of Allah, I'm just a spokesman here, you know. No, O Nabi of Allah, I also share the same sentiments. Sahaba were honest. There was no double standard. O Nabi of Allah, no. Me, I'm happy, whatever. If I got nothing, shukr to Allah. I'm just saying what the Ansar are saying. Sahaba were not this. O Nabi of Allah, I must be honest. As much as I'm the spokesman, I think there is a degree of discontent in my heart as well. They were honest. قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُتَكَلِّفِينَ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُتَصَنِّعِينَ. I don't fake on a situation. Nabi alayhi salam said, call up an urgent meeting, tell them I want to meet with them on the side here. Hunayn is in process, they're just wrapping up issues here. He gathers them, the tent is pitched, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes there and then qama khatib and he addresses them. Now obviously there's something that has offended the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In human interaction, this is bound to happen. A parent with his child, we know the objections and the children have the issues and the hypes and the gripes. I got this and I wasn't given this. Nabi alayhi salam is dealing with sahaba, a large congregation. He said, ma hadithun balagani ankum. What have I been hearing? So they said, amma ru'asa'una falam yaqulu shay'a. The elderly folks are fine. But it is the youth that have been saying, سُيُوفُنَا تَقْتُرُ دِمَاءً وَيُعْتَ الْغَنِيمَةُ لِغَيْرِنَا. That you know what, blood dripping from our sword, money going that side. Nabi alayhi salam said, أَلَمْ آتِكُمْ ذُلَّالًا فَهَدَاكُمُ اللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ عَالَةً فَأَغْنَاكُمُ اللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ مُتَفَرِّقِينَ فَأَلَّفَكُمُ اللَّهِ. Look at the diplomacy of a Nabi. Look at the engagement of a Nabi. Look at the maturity of a Nabi. He said, was it not that when I came to you, you were on the brink of hell and Allah guided you because of me? Was it not that you were disunited and Allah united you because of me? Was it not that you were poor and Allah empowered you because of me? Was it not that you were destitute and Allah enriched you because of me? They said, Al-mannu lillahi wa li rasulihi. O Nabi of Allah, you are dead correct. Apologies for what we've done. And they were sobbing and there was a prolonged silence. He said, can we now have a spokesman from the Ansar to represent what you people have to say? Cognizant. When you have to call someone and you have to dismiss someone, it's a painful moment. You have to terminate a marriage, it's a painful moment. Can you do it? Paying tribute to the good of that person at that time. If you can't live with respect, can you separate with respect? If we can't get together with dignity, can we have the maturity to end with dignity? Or do we compound the problem at the point of separation? Can we have someone speaking from the Ansar? They said, O Nabi of Allah, there's no one. He said, okay, I will now be your spokesman and speak from your side. Listen, all of you, as much as I've admonished you, I'm not oblivious for a moment that you can also turn around and tell me, جِئْتَنَا تَرِيدًا فَآوَيْنَاكَ وَخَائِفًا فَأَمَّنَّاكَ وَمَخْذُولًا فَنَصَرْنَاكَ وَآئِلًا فَآسَيْنَاكَ. Every one of you has the right to stand up and say, oh Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't forget, Meccans banished you. We Ansar sheltered you. Oh Muhammad, you came in great fear. We gave you a lot of support and financial aid. Oh Nabi of Muhammad, you were deserted. We empowered you, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, oh Nabi of Allah, we won't even bring that in our mind, leave alone on our tongues. He said, but I won't be oblivious and I will remember that favor of yours. I won't forget that of yours. Can you forget the mother of the woman who mothered your children at a point of separation? I'm saying we've been in these things. Here comes another incident. Bukhari Sharif, second volume, Kitab al-Tafsir. In fact, I was reading it this afternoon. The Nuskha I got is on page 1125. A very beautiful print. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mobilizes his forces for the invasion of Mecca. But he does it very diplomatic. And that is, you can study his life as a general, as a commander, his strategy, how he mobilizes. He faces a major setback. One of his very loyal, faithful, honest companions divulges in important information. Who is that? Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a radiallahu anhu. Ali radiallahu anhu said, Ba'athani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa Zubayra wal Miqdada. Three of us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, quickly, get onto your horses, hatta ta'tu rawdata khakhin, which was 12 miles from Medina. Get to this location, فَإِنَّ بِهَا ذَعِينَةً مَعَهَا كِتَابٌ خُذُوهُ مِنْهَا. There's a woman there, she's carrying valuable information. Intercept that woman and bring that note quickly and come. He said, we mounted on our horses. ذَهَبْنَا تُعَادِي بِنَا خَيْلُنَا. And here we galloping and we move in responding. We come to that precise location. You think of surveillance and cameras? Allah's Nabi was under the guide of Allah constantly from that time. We get there, we meet the woman, we say to her, أَخْرِجِي الْكِتَابِ. Sister, do the polite thing and give us the note. She says, Ma ma'i kitab, I don't have anything. They said, either you take out the kitab or you'll compel us to unpleasant measures. If you know the hadith, you'll understand my reference. Take out the note or else you'll compel us to something unpleasant. فَأَخْرَجَتْهُ مِنْ عِقَاسِهَا. She takes it out and she gives it. فَأَتَيْنَا بِهِ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ. This note was brought. Now imagine, the whole thing is on track. One person defaults. What a apparent blatant defaulting, divulging of intelligence, divulging of important information. They bring this and they bring it in front of Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, call Hatib radiallahu anhu, sits down. You can imagine Umar, he unsheathes his sword. Umar radiallahu anhu is walking. The Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a sits down. فَإِذَا فِيهِ is written min Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a. From Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a ila nasim min al-mushrikeen, addressing the kuffar of Mecca, that prepare yourself, the Prophet of Allah is going to invade, be wary and be on guard. Nabi alayhi salam said, Hatib, can you explain? We are such, I got an SMS from his phone, we don't have to ask him questions. It's clear, it's blatant, well, why must we ask him? This is his signature. Nabi alayhi salam, the information is in front, Nabi alayhi salam said, verify this here. I said, O Nabi of Allah, your companions have relatives. So their relatives are there, they take care of their family members that have not migrated. وَإِذَا فَاتَنِي مِنَ النَّسَبِ. I don't have I'm not part of the Quraysh, Nasaban and Wilada by birth, and I don't have any family members there that could protect and extend a hand of security to my family. So I wanted to do a favor for them, thereby make them obligated to me, and the perk of that is they'll take care of my family in Mecca. So I was trying to secure a favor for them, and I knew you, the Nabi of Allah. So my divulging of the information won't change the plan of Allah. وَمَا فَعَلْتُ ذَلِكَ كُفْرًا وَلَرْتِدَادًا. And I'm on track as a Muslim. I have not defaulted from the fold of Islam. Umar radiallahu anhu said, O Nabi of Allah, the words of Bukhari, دَعْنِي أَذْرِبْ عُنُقَ هَذَا الْمُنَافِقِ. O Nabi of Allah, I think the man is blatant and I think it's a hypocrisy. Can I behead him? Nabi alayhi salam said, Umar, وَقَدْ شَهِدَ بَدْرًا. Umar, let's not forget, he still has the accolade of being a Badri Sahabi. Let's view his wrong in the context of his participation of Badr. And I'm asking you, they are great ulama, and ulama are humans, they also default and err. Don't magnify the wrong of an individual. Take it in the context of his khidmat of deen. And I'm not for a moment advocating infallibility for scholars. Nobody is fallible besides Allah and his Nabi. We are all full of faults. We are all fallible by nature. But what I am saying is, take it in a context. Understand it in a broad. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَقَدْ شَهِدَ بَدْرًا. Whatever we do, we can't strip him of the privilege of being a Badri. So I'm saying to you, my brother, when you are dismissing an employee, when you are changing a relation, put the whole facts on the table. Don't isolate the wrong. And you know, Umar, وَلَعَلَّ اللَّهَ قَدِ اطَّلَعَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدْرٍ. فقال اعملوا ما شئتم فإني قد غفرت لكم. You know Allah has said for the Badriyin, do whatever you want to. I have forgiven you for what you've done and what you will do also. And then Allah revealed the verses. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا عَدُوِّي وَعَدُوَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ تُلْقُونَ إِلَيْهِمْ بِالْمَوَدَّةِ وَقَدْ كَفَرُوا بِمَا جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ الْحَقِّ يُخْرِجُونَ الرَّسُولَ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. The whole surah, a great portion deals with this. Time is up and I'm wrapping up. Last week we went 2.5 hours and Molana then told me. So I know. I don't want to do it. We had supper like 12:30 last week. So we won't be doing this to myself, neither to you. I wrap up on this note here. The message we spoke about. To take something. We spoke briefly of the amazing life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A message. When Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, two incidents and inshallah this is a definite wrap up. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, when he was in the throes of death and he died, his son Abdullah was a loyal sahabi. He said, O Nabi of Allah, a'tini qameesak. O Nabi of Allah, give me your blessed garment. I want to wrap my father in it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul his Mubarak garment. I don't have the time to go in this year. The long and short of this was, in Badr, Abbas radiallahu anhu was captured. And when he was captured, at that time he was not a Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa said, you know, whole night I haven't slept because of my uncle Abbas. I've been restless. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, can I go talk to the Ansar and we'll secure his release? Afa'atihim ya Rasul. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa said, if you go, I'll really appreciate this. He came to the Ansar, he said, arsilu al-Abbas. Arsilu al-Abbas, release Abbas. So they said, no, we don't want to, Umar, you can't come and impose that. So then he said, must I take out the card of loyalty? فَإِنْ كَانَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ رِضًا. If I tell you Allah's Nabi told you release, then what you going to do? He said, then don't ask. Don't ask. You know, Juwayriya radiallahu anha, she was a slave. She was captured in a battle. She came in the share of Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas, who is known as the orator of this ummah. Then he told her, pay me so much and I'll liberate you. Then she came to Nabi alayhi salam, وَكَانَتْ حُلْوَةً مَلَّاحَةً. وَكَانَتْ حُلْوَةً مَلَّاحَةً. Being the wife of my Nabi, you sweet. And this woman had this additional sweetness. The scholars describe her. She came to Nabi alayhi salam. She said, "Inni ala kitabati." O Nabi of Allah, I've entered in mukatab. It's philosophical and it's academic. I don't want to go into the details. O Nabi of Allah, give me some money to earn my freedom. He said, "Awa khayrun min dhalik." A better proposal. She said, what is it? I will pay the entire amount, liberate you, empower you, and make you my wife. She accepted it. She became the wife of Nabi alayhi salam. News spread that this woman is now no longer a captive. She's the wife of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every sahabi instantly released all the captives of that tribe because he said now he's in-laws of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aisha radiallahu anha said, I haven't seen a woman who brought instant barakah to her nation like this woman. One woman became the wife of Muhammad, the whole nation was liberated. One woman, the sahaba, no, my Nabi's in-laws, how can I? What are you talking? My Nabi. But I fought in the battle. No, it's my Nabi. There was nothing. That's why I say it's an insult for me to endeavor to create a comparison with anyone. Anyway, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, release Abbas. Abbas is released. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the Sahaba, anybody has a piece of cloth or some garment to give to Abbas? Now, Abbas radiallahu anhu was massive in his physique. So the Ansar offered, but he didn't fit Abbas radiallahu anhu because he was big in his appearance. Abdullah bin Ubay, the munafiq, said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will give you my garment if you want for your uncle. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will mean a lot to me. So he took that shirt to rescue his uncle Abbas, who was a kafir and a captive at that time. But when that man died, he took out his Mubarak shirt. He said, offset what this man gave to my uncle in Badr. Offset what this man, my brother, stand up with this character of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know the incident when the woman, they seduced Yusuf alayhi salam, and then they got tempted and they came close to Yusuf, and then the minister's wife heard about all this. So she said, wait, I have a strategy in place. What did she do? One is to condemn them, write an article. How can you speak bad about me? You don't understand anything. She said, I'll expose you to his beauty and then you see what you do. I'll expose you. Arsalat ilayhinna wa a'tadat lahunna muttaka'a. She laid the table. She told Yusuf, come out. And then they were sitting. وَقَالَ فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ أَكْبَرْنَهُ وَقَطَعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ. They said, my word. My brother, the world is condemning you. They say nasty things of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is you can intellectually engage, and one is you silence them by exposing them to that beauty. Go showcase it. go display it, go exhibit it, go present it, and silence them. Indeed, this is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Five advisors with the political, what is happening in the world. Tarikhul Khulafa, page 142, the words of Ali radiallahu anhu. There's such a flush of thoughts, but I'll reduce my sentiments to this year. You know, yesterday we were in Kronstadt for a program, so one brother said a nice thing. He said, in the Middle East, they don't talk of the former presidents. They only talk of the dead presidents. Because there's no former presidents. Ali radiallahu anhu said, I give you five advices. Hold on to this, so we can conclude on a note. What's going to happen in the Middle East? What's going to happen on the political climate? What's going to be the political layout of the world? Ali radiallahu anhu said, La yakhafanna ahadun illa dhambahu. Listen, make an effort, engage intellectually, politically, and do everything, but fear nothing but the consequences of your wrong. Don't fear who will sit. Don't fear who will overthrow. Don't fear who will mobilize. Fear the consequences of your wrong. لا يخافن تاريخ الخلفاء علامة سيوطي 142 لا يخافن أحد إلا ذنبه ولا يرجو إلا ربه. And stop attaching hopes to this empire, this dynasty, this kingdom, this cabinet, this individual, this person. If there's a turn, I'm not saying don't follow the news, follow and find out. But in terms of hopes, not even your children, leave anyone else. لا يرجو إلا ربه. Allah, my hopes are with you. ولا يستحي من لا يعلم أن يتعلم. And the one who doesn't know, tell him to stand up and start learning the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam today. I was in London in December, and when I commenced my program at this masjid, it left me thick crying. So generally, before you commence the talk, there is a young child from the Hafiz class that comes and reads. No, alas, it wasn't a young boy. They called upon an uncle by the name of Masoom at the age of 70 to come and read the Quran. So he recited the Quran and he made everyone tear. The next day I had another program in central London and he was there. And before I opened my lecture, he came and he recited. I was gripped by curiosity. I said, unpack and explain. He said he has joined the Hifz class at the age of 68 in the heart of London. His memorized 15 juz. I hugged him and I cried. I said, uncle, I'll take your tale wherever I travel. Hopefully it inspires someone. وَلَا يَسْتَحِي مَنْ لَا يَعْلَمْ أَنْ يَتَعَلَّمْ. The one who doesn't know, start today, my brother. Make it happen now. Master the biography of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا يَسْتَحِي مَنْ لَا يَعْلَمْ إِذَا سُئِلَ عَمَّا لَا يَعْلَمْ أَنْ يَقُولَ لَا أَعْلَمْ. Oh, my words. وَلَا يَسْتَحِي مَنْ لَا يَعْلَمْ إِذَا سُئِلَ عَمَّا لَا يَعْلَمْ أَنْ يَقُولَ لَا أَعْلَمْ. And to the clerics and the scholars and the jurists, and today everyone, because everyone is a mufti of his own, when you are asked and you don't know, be bold, be honest, be open. Abu Hanifa, in close to 30 things, said, I don't know. Rahimahullah. If you don't know, don't be vague. You know, there's difference of opinion on this, yeah. It just depends. Now, which mazhab are you talking about? Look here, you see, the best thing is if you write the question in detail, then I understand it. My brother, I don't know. I don't know. And number four, وَإِنَّ الصَّبْرَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الرَّأْسِ مِنَ الْجَسَدِ. وَإِنَّ الصَّبْرَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الرَّأْسِ مِنَ الْجَسَدِ. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ الرَّأْسُ ذَهَبَ الْجَسَدُ وَإِذَا ذَهَبَ الصَّبْرُ ذَهَبَ الْإِيمَانِ. And the fifth thing, let every man empower with his words himself with this year. Remember, patience in Islam is similar to the head in the body. There is no human without a head. There is no iman without sabr. On these notes I conclude and I ask the Almighty Allah to imbibe within me the sentiments, the profound, the great, the legacy, the impeccable character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I stand up from here acknowledging people. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْقَلِيلِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْكَثِيرِ. If you can't appreciate something simple, you won't appreciate something great. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. And if you can't thank those with whom you work, you will fail miserably in thanking Allah. Allah inspire us all. وَآخِرُ الدَّعْوَانَ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. O Allah, the hundreds and the thousands that are listening over the radio, over the airways, forgive one and all, O Allah. O Allah, definitely we are guilty of not showing the desired love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah, our eyes haven't seen that Mubarak era, nor has it seen that blessed personality of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the reverse, these eyes have seen zina. On the reverse, these eyes have seen immorality. Nay, they've been guilty of zina. Nay, they've been guilty of advancement towards haram and evil. O Allah, free our hearts, our minds, our thoughts from all evil and vice, O Allah. O Allah, instill in our hearts the true love, affection and muhabbat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, let us embody ourselves with the impeccable character of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, acknowledging and reciprocating the favors of others, O Allah. Let us be those who personify, let us those who revive and display and exhibit his character wherever it is, O Allah. O Allah, accept this get together. You're all those who have contributed in their presence, in their finance, in their support, in any way and every way, accept it, O Allah. Make us the true lovers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my beloved, kind, loving, caring Allah, on that day of mahshar when billions will converge and congregate, may Allah, and sahaba will have a right to rally around him. Sahaba will have a right to rally. And nay, the shafa'at kubra, the supreme intercession will unfold on the plains of hashar. And even Adam and Musa will line up before him, O my Allah. We don't have the guts, nor the rights, nor the authority, nor the position to come close to him, O Allah. But we beg, we beseech, and we implore you, as much as he has cried for us, O Allah, let us be amongst those fortunate people. The 10 forms of intercessions that he will make, O Allah, let us also be amongst those fortunate and honored ones that would qualify and be privileged for his blessed intercession, O Allah. Make us amongst those fortunate people that walk with Abu Bakr and Umar behind our Nabi in Jannah. Make us amongst those fortunate people. Take us repeatedly to the Mubarak lands of Medina. Ilahi najjini min kulli dhiqin, fa anta ilahuna mawla al-jami'i. وهب لي في المدينة مستقرا ورزقا ثم دفنا في البقيع إلهي نجني من كل ضيق. Allah save me from every calamity. فأنت إلهنا, you are my Lord, مولى الجميع, the guardian to all. هب لي في المدينة مستقرا, favor me with an abode in Medina. ورزقا, and let me also eat the breads of Medina. Allah, we look at the birds in Jannatul Baqi, and there's an eye on envy for us for those birds. They are in the surroundings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are in the surroundings of Sahaba. Give us an abode in Medina. Rizqan thumma dafnan fil baqi'i. May Allah, let also our janazah leave from Masjid Nabawi. Let us also sleep beneath the soil of Medina. Wa salli allahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa atba'ihi wa dhurriyatihi ajma'in. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.